Worcester meeting discusses standing against Labour and Tories over Gaza. Stewart and Pete, Worcester Socialist Party. Socialist Party members were invited to what soon became a highly charged meeting in Worcester on the 10th of March. The meeting was organized by the local Asian community to see the strength of feeling about Gaza and to explore the possibility of standing independent candidates to challenge Labour and the Conservatives in the local elections. Available chairs soon ran out, and over 80 people filled the local community center to discuss the desperate need to do more about the situation in Gaza. "We need to make a stand," was a commonly repeated theme. Another was, "We can't just sit back and not do something about this." Rejection of the main parties was spoken about by speakers, as was the oppression that Muslims face across the globe. Muslim councillors in Worcester, from both Labour and the Conservatives, had been approached earlier to see if they would step down and stand independently. They had refused, and were called cowards, and the idea of changing the situation from within the Labour Party was discredited. Three people spoke separately, giving the reasons why they had decided to make a stand as independents. One particularly passionate speaker compared the group to a Palestinian youth who throws a stone when faced by an oncoming armored vehicle, demanding, "We still need to resist, and how others will follow." A representative of the Socialist Party spoke from the floor about the shared struggle, and highlighted past involvement in the fight against apartheid in South Africa and the war on Iraq, with parallels drawn. Three Socialist Party members stood as TUSC candidates in Worcester in last year's local elections. "We TUSC and the Socialist Party do not want to be campaigning against you in the local elections, but want to be fighting with you," resulted in applause from the attendees. After the formal meeting, discussions continued regarding next steps with the organizers.